Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. I so appreciate all the support I am getting with these podcasts. And please feel free to share them with your friends and friends of friends and anyone you feel can benefit from these podcasts. As the more people that hear them, the better, right? Now, today, I want to discuss with you the signs that you are getting over your ex. Now, it may seem obvious, some of these signs, but I just think sometimes when we're going through that transitional time, we do second guess ourselves and we're asking, you know, when am I going to be feeling better? What's going on? Am I ever going to get through this? What's going on for me, etc. So I wanted to just talk about some of those specific signs you are going to notice when you are moving through that breakup. Whether you've come out of a really toxic relationship or whether you've just come out of a relationship that had done its course, the healing part and the grieving part can often be pretty similar in terms of our emotional states, right? So I just wanted to share with you some of those signs that you are indeed moving through that breakup. So in no particular order, so the first sign is you are going to feel more indifferent to that person. So what do I mean? Well, when you're going through a breakup, you are loaded with emotion, right? You feel so either angry or you're upset or a combination of both of those. It's an overwhelming feeling and we're trying to get our head together on things and it's very emotional. It's a roller coaster of emotions, right? And we may go through some days where it feels like we're really doing well and then the day after we feel really low again, right? And this is all part of the letting go and grieving process. You are going to go through those sort of cycles. Sometimes it's for a few weeks, sometimes it's a couple of months. It depends on what we're doing to assist ourselves through that grieving stage. But one of those signs when you really realize that you've turned a corner is you are more indifferent to that person. There's not the anger and the hate so much or the frustration. It's more, or the sadness as much, it's more, you're just more indifferent. You're like, okay, yeah. And it is a great feeling to experience when you get to that, right? There's just a real indifference. So that is one of those very obvious signs that you're turning a corner. Now, it doesn't mean to say that just because you're indifferent, you no longer care, or you're not going to have times where you, don't feel on top of things again, but it does mean that things are looking up. This is a good sign. The second sign to look for is quite obvious, but you're not checking social media as much as regards to him. You're not checking your emails, texts, all of those things. You find that maybe in the beginning you were checking those things out and maybe hoping things could be sorted out, or even though you wanted it over, there was still a part of you hanging on, so you'd find yourself checking social media, checking your phone. So what you'll notice is when you have turned that corner, you don't seem to do that. Or if you're doing it, it's a lot less. Excuse me, guys. So that is a great sign. Like when you get to that place where you think, oh, I haven't hit my email today to see if he's written to me, or I haven't checked my phone. So that's another sign that you are turning a corner or have turned a corner. Excuse me, I've got this sore throat coming up again. The next sign that you will notice that you have turned a corner and then you're moving through this relationship is you have a sense of peace that comes about within you a lot more. And even if you didn't have it before, there's this feeling of, I'm okay. I'm doing all right here. And it's this sort of inner space of, wow, almost, I wouldn't say excitement necessarily. You can feel that later on for sure. And, or maybe you can early on. It depends for everyone again, but there's a little bit of excitement about the future suddenly. And maybe not suddenly, but it feels like it on the time when you experience it. And you feel more at peace. You feel more at peace with the decisions that have been made. Even if you weren't the one that made that decision to end that relationship, there's this sense of, you know, I'm okay with it. I'm working through this and I feel okay. So you feel it like on the inside. You're not so much in your headspace trying to figure things out. You're more in your heart place where you're feeling a more of a sense of peace, and you're not trying to understand the reasons behind why this happened, why that happened. So your inner dialogue sort of quietens when it comes to this relationship situation. You just feel a lot more peaceful. So it's really a wonderful feeling when you get to that, when you just think, oh my gosh, I just feel better. This is really good. Again, doesn't mean that you won't have moments where you miss that person, because it is part of that process, but you've certainly turned a corner when you're feeling that, those peaceful moments with him. The next point I should say is you pretty much are starting to feel really optimistic about the future. So whereas before, when you broke up, there may have been doubts and uncertainty, and you start questioning everything, right? Will I ever find someone? What if I don't get over this person? Like, and you really question all of what's about to come in the future, and there's all that uncertainty. You start becoming more optimistic about the future. You start waking up in the morning and you start feeling like, yeah, like, I will date again. I will meet somebody one day. So there's this real, again, it sort of ties into the last one, a sense of peace, but there's a sense of joy almost, a sense of happiness that's sort of permeating you more and more. And you're feeling yourself like, oh my gosh, I definitely do feel more optimistic about the future. And I actually can see that I can be with somebody else when that time is right. So another great sign that you are moving through that relationship. Now, with these particular signs as well, you are just in general terms, you are going to feel a lot more centered. Like I said before, you're not going to feel as though you're going over everything and analyzing things all the time, and your focus isn't going to be so much on that relationship, because this is important. When you go through a breakup, it's as though like 90% of your brain power is going to that relationship, right? Because that's what grief can do. It can totally zap us and pull us in, and where, you know, the body is trying to keep us safe and our mind's trying to do what it does. So it becomes, we become consumed by it. But what happens is, as you move through this, you notice that as the healing continues, there is so much more space to think about other things. You're not any longer consumed by the breakup or by finding someone else, or thinking about all the things that could have been or wasn't been. You have all this free space in your mind to think about the things that are important to you. So you start getting more in alignment with your own passion and purposes. So there's a more interest in yourself as a person. Does that make sense? So, because I really believe, as you know, if you listen to my podcasts a lot, or if you've coached with me, you'll know that a lot of my coaching is about that your breakup can literally be the catalyst for massive spiritual growth, and you can totally rewrite your script, your life story, to have an incredible future. And what happens is, when you get to this point in your recovery, you have all this energy where you're just feeling like, oh my gosh, I am so ready for new things. I am so ready to create this new vision for myself. So it's a fantastic place to be in. Gosh, I'm so sorry for all this on my podcast today, guys. I feel like I've got a bit of a cold. It is winter here, actually. So just to recap those points, as I mentioned, those last few, you are going to have all that more energy to be focusing on the things you want more. You are going to get to that place of indifference where you're no longer attached to the high emotions of stress, anxiety, worry, sadness, pain. You're more in the place of indifference. And that's like, is one of the best feelings. I know with my breakups,
when I get to that place, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm on a home run. It's so liberating because you realize you've made peace with yourself. You've really done the work to get to that place. And it's also a great place to be in if you are used to being in a hot and cold relationship, on again, off again. When you get to that place of indifference, should that person try and get, you know, opt back into your life, if you've done that work on yourself and you know it's not the right thing for you, when you get to indifference and they show up, you're really able to go, I'm sorry, no, this is done and dusted. So indifference is a great place to be in, which definitely is a huge sign you're turning that corner. Also remembering that you are not checking your emails any longer, you're not checking your phone so much, you're not looking for those signs to, oh, he still wants me, oh, he still cares, all that goes. It doesn't matter anymore because you are moving through your healing and you are realizing, my gosh, I really don't need this in my life, right? So you stop doing the checking of the emails. Also, you're going to feel a lot more peaceful. You're going to have a sense of peace that is coming through you and you're feeling like, yes, I'm feeling better. I definitely feel better. And you feel more grounded and more earthed and you just feel like this is a good feeling. And also you feel happier and you have got more space in your life to think about the future. You're more optimistic about the future. So you're happier, you're optimistic about the future, and you know that because you've gotten this far, you can keep going. And it is such a liberating feeling. So they are the signs. Now, everyone is different and we all move through grief in different ways, right? The thing is, which I just want to add to the end of this podcast, is we need to remember that going through a grieving process is very personal and we all deal with it in a different way. But the one thing that I really want to highlight to you today is if you are used to being in a hot and cold relationship where you're breaking up on again, off again, back together, off again, back together, and you are moving through that grieving process, and just as you're about to feel much better, that person shows up in your life, I want you to be really mindful of the fact that this is something that can literally take you back if you opt back into that situation. Sorry about the noise, guys. I'm just doing a podcast, and of course, someone's come to the front of the house. So it's really important to remember to stay true to yourself. You've done all this work, and the last thing you want to do is opt back into that relationship that is going to pull you back again. I say this because this happened to me. I got through so much of the pain, so much of the suffering, and I was moving through everything, and I was feeling so much better about things. And then this person decided, though, I think I want to be in a relationship, back in a relationship with you. And it really took me backwards, right? So it's really important. Sorry if you can hear all this noise going on. I so apologize. It's to remind yourself that you deserve to give yourself the love and everything you need, and not to just slip back into their arms because they're now deciding they want to be back in your life. It can undo all your work. It can really take you back into that whole space that you don't want to be in again, because it's hard enough going through this particular time in your life. So be really mindful if you are someone that is living like that, that just as you're about to turn that corner, that person shows up and bang. So just be very mindful of that. Okay, guys, I think that's all. I apologize for the bit of coughing in today's episode, the noise that was coming in and out there. I'm so sorry. I hope it's hope this podcast has come out clear enough. I'm sure it has. But please reach out to me if I can help you on your relationship journey. I do offer one-to-one coaching internationally. I am going to be putting together group coaching as well for people so we can coach together. Only I'm going to keep those groups quite small though, 4 to 5 people at a time, to make it a collective experience, because I've had a few people ask me about the group coaching. That is something I'm definitely going to be pulling together this year. If you're interested in that, please drop me a line at hello@sallykalin.com.
And yeah, follow me on Instagram, Sally Kalen, and reach out to me. Go to my website, sallykalen.com. Like I said, hello@sallykalen.com to message me. And I am here to assist you on your journey. Never feel like you have to do it alone. And having so many fantastic breakthroughs with clients at the moment, it's incredible. So absolutely reach out to me, guys. So I am going to send you lots of love. Have a wonderful day, and I will be back in a couple of days.